Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Flag Madness Final Four podcast. This is the 2017 Flag Madness Final Four podcast brought to you by S. Marshall. Flag Football America podcast is powered by Sports Engine. We use Sports Engine to not only power our website, but power our leagues. And Sports Engine allows you to not only maintain your website, but it also gives you a great way to manage your leagues. And it's great. It does a mobile app. It does statistics. So Flag Football America Network brought to you by Sports Engine. So on our last podcast, we talked about the Sweet 16. And let me explain Flag Madness. Essentially what happens is we rank 64 leagues in the country. We have two types of contests. We have an adult bracket and a youth bracket. And your league is allowed to vote. And strictly by voting for your league can, whoever accumulates the most votes will advance. And it's set up similar to the basketball NCAA, except we don't have it in regions. Hopefully moving forward we can do that. But first of all, we just want to thank all the teams that voted. We're going to announce at the end of the show the number of votes that we got for this contest. Last year was our first year running the contest, and what we did was we basically put 32, but we got 64 just leagues in general. We got youth, adult, put them into a bracket. This year, we actually broke it up into two brackets. So we had two brackets of 64. Last year, we had some security issues, meaning that there was basically we didn't set the settings right, and so people were allowed to clear their cache and clear their history. But with improved security this year, we were hoping to not only exceed the number we got last year, but maybe not meet it, but go beyond it. Last year, with some of the security issues not really in place, this tournament, we were able to get over 16,000 votes. And so coming into this year, the exact number that we got was 16,563 votes. And so coming into this year with this improved security, we thought, you know what, we're not sure if we're going to be able to break the record. So we're going to announce our number. What I can tell you is that we did exceed our goal. And so our goal this year was not only to have better security with the website, but really promote it. And really what this does, the great thing about the Flag Madness contest, it doesn't really matter how big your league is. It really matters how good your engagement is. Your directors reaching out to their parents or reaching out to their players. And so we were able to get this field of 64 into the youth and the adult brackets down to basically 8 teams. And so in the adult bracket, we were able to get our 8 finalists down to a final four. So we had the DMVFFL versus Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football League. Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football League did advance. They got 101 votes over 67, I believe, for the DMVFL. Triad Flag Football League got 134 votes, but that wasn't enough to defeat Orange County Flag Football, which got 226 votes to advance to the Final Four. So Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football League advanced to the Final Four. Orange County Flag Football in New York advanced to the Final Four. Then on the lower part of the bracket, we had TC Flag Football in Minnesota, run by Raymond Kidd. And Orange County Flag Football was run by Mike Anderson. And Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football run by Chris Angelini. And DMVFL Flag Football run by Chris Sims. So TC Flag Football lost to Smash Mouth Flag Football, run by Mario Hilo on the West Coast. They were only able to get 212 votes, and they're in the Minnesota in the Midwest, and Smash Mouth Football got 335 votes to advance to the Final Four. And then LV Gridiron, kind of our dark horse here, and not really a dark horse, but they kind of told us they were definitely going to gear up for this contest. They got 343 votes and beat Ball Out Flag Football with 108 votes. So our Final Four in the adult bracket was the Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football League, Orange County Flag Football, Smash Mouth Football, and LV Gridiron Flag Football. And so we got to the Final Four round. The Final Four was 2 days, and Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football with 343 votes defeated Orange County Flag Football And we just want to thank Mike Anderson for reaching out to us. And he said his league had a blast with it. And that's really what this is about. This is a great way for teams and leagues to compete against each other, but actually never even playing flag football. And we're here to give you all exposure. If this contest can help you get your leagues engaged, that will be awesome. And, again, we appreciate Mike for reaching out to us. And then Smash Mouth Football, they had a great run, got 271 votes, but LV Gridiron got 300, and they were able to advance to get to the final round. And actually, I want to just double-check those numbers, but let's see where we're at here. Okay, so in the final round, LV Gridiron was actually able to get 765 votes versus 671 versus Smash Mouth. So LV Gridiron versus Smash Mouth, they got 765 votes, and that actually pushed them up to 671. So that was actually a really cool way for them to advance. And so our final championship game came down to LV Gridiron versus Jersey Shore Gridiron. It was a tough contest, but they were able to win. And it's one of those things where it's a long contest. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to complete. You know, I definitely kind of like the Final Four. You definitely get a little fatigue after a while. But after going through all the rounds, the LV Gridiron was able to hold on and get 386 votes to defeat Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football League. And so the LV Gridiron Flag Football League is our champion for the 2017 contest. Again, we want to thank all the adult leagues that voted and all the supporters of our league. We're going to announce how many votes we got total for the contest. Total, but we just want to thank everyone, and it's going to give hopefully some exposure and just really show all the great directors and leagues that are out there. So our 2017 Flag Madness champion for our league, for the adult, is the LV Gridiron Flag Football League. They were able to secure 2,289 votes over the course of the contest, and they are the adult flag football voting Flag Madness champion. And, again, this is the Flag Football America Network 2017 Flag Madness podcast hosted by S. Marshall. We are powered by Sports Engine. And so now let's move on to the youth bracket. This is the first year we ever did the youth bracket. And so our expectations weren't really high. Or did we just want to be realistic about what we could do? But we were actually very pleased with the outcome. I think one of the things that Flag Football America is going to do throughout the year is promote a little earlier and get the word out that not only have teams actually finalized or qualified for the tournament, but spread the word out that the voting is open and they can start to do it. So let's go through the youth bracket. Again, this is the first time that we actually did a youth bracket. So in the field of eight, we had CNY Flag Football versus Flag for Kids, and that was a pretty close contest. But Flag for Kids got 89 votes versus CNY Flag 51. And again, this is one of those situations where CNY Flag is a pretty big league, and some of the leagues that weren't that big were actually able to advance. And now we've got the sort of like the real story of the Flag Madness contest. We have the LB Flag Football Association, the Lower Bucks Flag Football Association in Pennsylvania. They secured 1,077 votes in the Elite Eight round, and they were able to beat Old School Youth Flag Football. We want to shout out to both those leagues that really, I mean, you got both those leagues really came out and voted, especially Old School Youth Flag Football from early on in the contest, really came out and were really leading in every round. And for them to get 838 votes and still lose, not only did they really get support out, but we personally would just like to thank them. And so LBFFA advanced to the Final Four. And then in the other half of the bracket, we had Friday Night Lights, which got 58 votes, lost to Flag Football X, which is not just a youth league. They run a lot of tournaments, but really we're trying to highlight any big organizations that do youth. It doesn't just have to be a league. They do run clinics and some league play, but they also run a youth tournament. And then East Bay Flag Football defeated Hall of Fame Flag Football. And some of these leagues may not be as known as some of the bigger leagues, but again, they were able to get the votes that they needed. And hopefully next year we can do a better job of spreading the word. But again, thank you to all those that have voted and all of you that made that happen. And so the Final Four voting came down to Flag for Kids, which got 96 votes But LBFFA was able to get 267 votes to advance to the championship round. And they would face East Bay Flag Football, which squeaked past Flag Football X. East Bay Flag Football got 71 votes, while Flag Football X got 48 votes. So the Final Four, the championship round for the youth bracket came down to LBFFA versus East Bay Flag Football, and they were able to win. And their voting total to get the victory came down to them getting those last votes. And so they were able to score 232 votes in the last round. Now, the last round only lasted one day, which I didn't mention in the adult bracket. The last round only was a 24-hour period. So they were able to get 232 votes, and they defeated East Bay Flag Football, which we want to thank them as well for also voting. And again, the way we had set up the bracket, even though your team was out or your league was out, you could still vote. And they got so LBFFA, Lower Bucks Flag Football Association, is our 2017 Flag Madness champion. Throughout the entire contest, they were able to secure 1,835 votes, and they were our champion. And we just really want to thank both our champions. So we had the LV Gridiron Flag Football League in the adult bracket with 2,289 votes, and the LBFFA with 1,835 votes. So we want to thank both those leagues for a great job in supporting our contest. And so now what we would like to do is, again, we like to thank all the participants. We're hoping next year we can make this even a bigger contest, spread the word, and really get the word out. What we're going to do is we're going to announce how many total votes we got. Last year, we were able to get 16,563 votes, and that bracket was set up very differently. Basically, there wasn't head-to-head matchups. You basically just voted for 2 weeks straight, and you basically where you ended up is sort of how we ranked you. But that was actually a great success. You get 16,563 votes. This year, with improved security, which actually was more of a hindrance and more of a barrier to maybe people clearing their history to get more votes, this year we're proud to announce Flag Football America, in support of the 2017 Flag Madness contest, was able to get 22,087 votes. And we are just extremely excited, not only for the contest for this year, but we're excited for the future of this contest. Again, we were able to secure 22,087 votes, and we appreciate every single person, organization, child, supporter, parent who got us those votes. Again, this is the Flag Football America 2017 Flag Madness Final Four Championship Round Podcast. Again, we'd like to announce that LV Gridiron Flag Football in Las Vegas was the adult champion, and LBFFA, Lower Bucks Flag Football Association, was the champion in the youth bracket. They're located in Lower Bucks, Pennsylvania. Congratulations. We hope you're going to come back next year. Again, one of the biggest prizes that we give you is exposure, but we will be announcing the prizes that we'll be giving your league, and just our way of thanking you, and not only thank you for your participation, but also just wanting to congratulate you on your victory. One of the things that Flag Football America is going to be coming out with soon is our top 100 youth ranking. So I would look for that in April. And then we're going to really highlight a lot of the great podcast work that we're doing. So again, on behalf of Flag Football America and the 2017 Flag Madness Championship, we would like to thank you all. We're hoping next year it's going to be even a bigger contest. And again, we hope you support everything that we do. This is the Flag Football America Network, sponsored by Sports Engine. This is your host, S. Marshall, and we look forward to talking to you again on our next podcast.
There is a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?